Hey everybody, it's Amanda. Welcome or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love for you to experience a Sunday morning with us, or you can always connect with us on social media. We are Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day.
Let's face it, the Bible has so many stories in it, but there's one thing that connects each and every story. You know who it is? It's God. God encourages us to learn the stories shared to us in the Bible, to live through those stories, and to love like the stories tell us to. God wants us to make that story our story. Otherwise, what story are we living by? Sometimes we might get lost from day to day, not knowing our purpose, our story, forgetting that we are children of God, that God embraces us and loves us so much. But God reminds us of our true purpose, our true story, and how we can make God's story our story.
Well, it's week three of our current message series, Making God's Story Your Story. And we hope that you might have a chance to go visit our website, parkridgepresby.org/story, to be able to catch up on this series and also to find the downloads that we have available for each week of the series. So I might suggest that you pause the service right here and go look for the week three download so that you can follow along when we get to that point. Now, we also need to help everybody catch up here a little bit about the conversation we're having in this series because it does build a little bit. So if you missed week one or week two, we'd encourage you to go take a look at that on our YouTube channel or listen to it on our podcast. But to give us a sense of what we're up to, let's remember that we want to try to make God's story our story. And in particular, what we're looking at is that God's story is one of redemption and love. And that's what God wants our lives to be about because that's what God is all about. But the fact of the matter is, that's easier said than done because there's so many competing stories in our lives. So many things that try to tell us how to live and how to think and how to be that aren't what God wants for us. So when we look to God's story, we get a better sense of how God wants us to live. Now, the best place and the only place to really look to get a clearer sense of God's story is in the scriptures, the Old and New Testament, because we get the stories there about what God is up to and we get a sense of how God's been at work. But we also know that the scriptures are complicated. And so to help us understand the story of redemption that God has for us, as we find in the scriptures, we've been talking about it like this, in five parts. Part one, the beginning, where all good stories start. And I know I keep saying that, but the truth is, that's where it begins. In the beginning, and in part one, we look at the divine reality of who God is and what it means that God is a loving God who created and made all things possible. But it didn't stop there. There's part two, where we find about the breakdown that happens, that people have freedom and that they have a sense of what they should do but don't do it because they don't do what God wants all the time. But it doesn't stop there because it continues on into part three, the ancestors, which is where we are today. Now, the ancestors are a part of our story from the Old Testament that tracks mostly from Exodus to Malachi, minus Job, in the Old Testament. And it's a collection of amazing stories and reflections about the experience that the people of Israel had for nearly 2,000 years of their history. Now, I need to say a couple things about this message before we continue on. The first of which is, like I just mentioned, we're going to cover roughly 2,000 years of history. So I might make some generalizations or some oversimplifications of a couple things. And I need you to just have the benefit of the doubt and hang with me on those things. The other thing is, I want you to be able to give me the benefit of the doubt on my comments to make sure that I don't say anything that might be anti-Semitic. Now, you might be thinking, wow, that's a big risk. Well, the truth is that preachers have been making all kinds of anti-Semitic comments throughout all of history, and we have to be careful here. So because I'm trying to cover a lot of ground here, I might say something that comes across improperly. And if I do, I'm sorry, and you can bear with me on that. So in a real way, when we talk about the ancestors, we're talking about a group of people that begins with the stories of Abraham and Sarah. Now, we have to borrow a little bit from Genesis as we get into this because that's where it starts. but it begins with Abraham and Sarah, and it runs all the way to the people who are alive when Jesus came to be. Now, that's a long history and a big group of people, and it has a rich history that we need to be looking at because we understand of what's going on there. Now, to run the risk of oversimplifying here, one of the things that we have running throughout all of the Old Testament is the story of the people of Israel and the cycle that they got caught up in. Now, I'm going to get to what that cycle is in a minute, but the outcome of what they experienced time and time again was they went through some real suffering. They went through some real struggles. And in fact, one of the things we could say about the Old Testament is that it's a reflection from the people of Israel, the ancient Israelites, about suffering. Because part three of the story helps us wrestle with the reality of suffering. If part one helps us wrestle with the divine reality and part two helps us with the reality of freedom, this part of the story helps us understand suffering. Because the people of Israel have been through a lot. And by a lot, we really mean that. Now, what they went through was a series of things that ended up being a cycle that would go like this. They would be in a good place for a long time, a definitive amount of time, and the people of Israel would be doing the things that God wanted. And then one of them, usually just one, would start to get off track. They would stop worshiping God. And then they get more and more of the people to stop worshiping God and start doing things that they really shouldn't have been doing. And then eventually, God would raise up a prophet to come to them and try to get them back on track. And I need to say, a prophet in biblical terms isn't somebody who predicts the future, but rather somebody who God raises up to try to get the people of Israel back on track. But they would inevitably not listen to the prophet and keep on going. And then eventually, what they thought happened was that God would then send another group of people, one of the emerging nation states, one of their neighbors, that would come in and conquer them as a punishment for their bad behavior and because they weren't doing what God wanted them to do. And eventually, they would get conquered by the Assyrians and the Babylonians in an epic way that kind of challenged everything about what they thought was true about God and about suffering and about their lives. And that's the cycle that they got caught in time and time again. And the reality is that's what so much of the stories that we find in the Old Testament is all about. Now, to put that into proper context so we get a better understanding of what that means, I want you to take a look at week 3 download for this series. And what you'll find there is a biblical and historical chronology of the Old and New Testaments, which is a way to put into a little bit of context where all these things fit in together. Now, when you look at this, you'll see how it kind of all weaves together. And in particular, you'll see that it begins with Abraham and Sarah, and in this particular time, rolls all the way to Jesus to get us a sense of who he is. Now, additionally, we've included some other world events that might give a little context for what was happening elsewhere to kind of round out our understanding. Now, I need to also say that to have a best understanding of how this all works together, the week 2 download really fits well with the week 3 download because you can see which books of the Bible match up with these parts of history and kind of what the historical timeline was like. Now, all of this helps us simply see the way in which the people of Israel were experiencing their lives, the suffering that they were going through, the mistakes that they would make, and the recoveries that they would make. Now, one of the challenges we face is if we look at these stories and we have this cycle in mind, we'll get a particular vision of God's story and a particular understanding of who God is that might be one that is really kind of hard to swallow, really hard to accept. A picture of God that is vengeful and vindictive, one that blesses violence and allows people to kill one another without any repercussions at times. And admittedly, that's one of the pictures of God that we get in the Old Testament. And we have to be honest about that's what we find there. But the other side of this is that if we stop there, and if we think that's all that the Old Testament has to offer us, we miss out on a way of understanding what kind of story God wants for us. And the kind of tales and the kind of stories that are in there that can help us see God's story. And if we know they're there, we can then have a better idea of how to make God's story our story. Now, in particular, there's this place in the book of Judges, this epically interesting set of stories that helps us see that there's a problem also that the people had in those days. And the problem was that they were doing what they thought was right in their own eyes and not what God wanted. Now, I need to say for just a minute here that I did not find this verse on my own. One of my favorite preachers drew attention to this verse and had a different application, but I just have to tell you, I didn't kind of know it was there. Somebody else had it pointed out to me. Hey, but that's how complicated the scriptures are. We need each other to make our way through in all of it. Now, this particular verse at the end of the book of Judges is 20 words long that I think gives us another way to look at the story of the Old Testament, the stories in there that can help us better understand what God wants for us. I alluded to it a minute ago because it's all about the problem of what happens when people do what's right in their own eyes. So what are these 20 important words? Well, they're these. In those days, there was no king in Israel, and all the people did what was right in their own eyes. Now, like I mentioned, this comes to us from the book of Judges. And Judges comes to us in this transition when Israel was going from being this federation of tribes, the 12 tribes of Israel, and transitioning to becoming a monarchy. And at that time, they had a singular desire to have a king put in charge of them. And the way the story goes is the people of Israel were begging for this to happen, and God was saying to them, no, you don't need a king because you have me. But they said, no, we want a king because you know why? Because we want to be like the other people. Does it ever go well for us when we do things to try to be like someone else instead of trying to be our own selves? And I'll tell you what, it didn't go well for them. Because you know what happened? They got beat up. They got messed up time and time again. And they would follow that cycle. And here's what would happen, is they would be okay for a while, and then God would raise up a judge to lead them at this time. And a judge, kind of like a prophet, was one who would tell them, hey, don't do what you're doing. And you know what the people would do? They wouldn't listen. And you know what would happen to the judge? They flamed out in spectacular fashion consistently throughout the entire book of Judges. Now, one of the judges was Samson. And many of us know the story of Samson and his hair and his strength. But he even failed at the end. In fact, interestingly, the only one of the judges who didn't fail was the only female judge in the entire book, the entire story, and that was Deborah. I think we need to pay attention to that fact. But the reality is, what the story of Judges tells us all about is what happens when people do what is right in their own eyes when they don't follow the king. When we get a sense of what this means, we get a glimpse into how important it is for us to make God's story our story. Because if we don't make God's story our story, then we will do what is right in our eyes. And when we do what's right in our eyes, it doesn't go well for us. It doesn't go well for us individually, and it doesn't go well for us collectively, because we almost never actually do what God wants. We do what we want, and that doesn't lead us to the kind of life and the kind of world that God wants for us. Now, sometimes we do. Sometimes we find our way to making God's story our story, and that's a beautiful thing. Now, if we are simply going to look at the Old Testament as a collection of stories that is all about a God who is vengeful and vindictive, and we miss out on the fact that there's a multitude of ways that God is presented in the Old Testament, we're going to miss out tremendously. Because what will happen is we will simply take the stories where we see God as being portrayed, whether God did these things or not is a whole other question, but God being portrayed as this vindictive God, this vengeful God, and we'll miss out on the fact that there's a whole bunch there about how important it is for us to make God's story our story. Now, we need to take together all of this into consideration when it comes to finding out our way forward in the journey that we have. But the fact of the matter is, if we don't dive into the scriptures to find out what God's story is, if we don't see these glimpses of other understandings of the challenges we face and how important it is to do what God wants us to do, we'll miss out together on what it means to be people who live out the story of God's love, that live out the story of God's redemption. There are some very important lessons about who God may be, and definitely important lessons of the challenges of what it means when we do things that are right in our own eyes. And the fact of the matter is, we got to be honest about the complicated vision and picture of God that we get in the Old Testament. We can't have just the one where God is seen as vengeful and vindictive and miss out on the story of God about how important it is to take in God's story of love and redemption into our lives. Because when we miss out on this, we miss out on a true and proper understanding of our lives and how God wants it to be. But the fact of the matter is, when we dig into the story of the Old Testament, we are confronted deeply with the reality of suffering in our lives, the reality of our brokenness. And we might get stuck there, but that's not where the story ends. God doesn't want us to get stuck in that place, because God knew that things were broken, and God knew that this cycle of suffering had to end. And God did that. God made a repair. And God sent Jesus to be the one who would bring about the repair that we needed. At just the right time, God sent Jesus to be with us to bring about that repair. Now, how did God do that, and why did God do that? Well, you need to come back next week to hear more of the story.
Hey, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms.